This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meeting. What can you tell us right now about what we can anticipate inside that meeting today?
So today's meeting is likely going to be shorter than the first one. The first one we covered a lot of ground. It was very, very good. It was a very comprehensive discussion. If I'm not mistaken, everyone on the task force was able to make it for that first meeting. This one is going to be a little shorter. There's been a lot going on in the background in terms of job fairs, which I know a lot of you have covered. We've had a lot of success with the job fairs. So just checking in on that, checking in on some workforce data. We have our representatives from the Department of Labor here who are crunching the numbers. They don't have all the employment or workforce data right on hand. It usually rolls out, I think, quarterly, but don't quote me on that. But they'll be able to provide an update. I have some updates from Workforce Buffalo with preliminary numbers and recapture, or excuse me, going over what we've seen so far on the workforce and training front. We also are looking forward to talking to our friends from Invest Buffalo Niagara and Empire State Development on the RFP process for that site study that was discussed at the first meeting, right? The evaluation by a third party of the site, the property, a full comprehensive analysis. So this is going to be more of just a check-in, keeping the momentum going type meeting.
How would you describe the momentum, I guess, right now in terms of finding somebody to eventually take over that plan or just what to do with it?
So I will say the momentum right now is slow but good is how I would describe it. Again, Sumitomo are not members of this task force, but they are invited. I don't know if they're gonna show up. I know they didn't show up to the first one. We have been in conversations with the company. I know Invest Buffalo Niagara has as well. The goal of that RFP is specifically to get that third party analysis if someone was interested in the property and saying, here's what we know, here's what we found, here's the pros, cons, assets, weaknesses. As I believe Tom Kucharski said, I don't want to speak for him, at the last meeting, there are about three different parties that have expressed interest. They're all under NDAs. He has been in conversation with them, and again, the company has been in conversation with them. But for all we know, hey, a lot of these economic development projects, people come, they say they're interested, and then they disappear. So we want to get this comprehensive study in hand, done as quickly as possible. So in the event people walk away from this site, or maybe a tenant only wants part of the site, or who knows what the different possibilities would be, we would have that data and that analysis in hand to say, well, here's what we think is possible at the site, or what might be the best approach, or approach one, two, or three.
What about the employees that have obviously lost their jobs, trying to find more jobs? Where do things stand with some of the employees that are maybe still looking for work?
So we're going to talk about that today. As was shared last time at the first task force meeting, there have been really three buckets. Again, not to put words in Jim Briggs' mouth, but he shared a lot of a detail on the employees. Three main buckets: folks that were close to retirement who said, okay, you know, maybe I'll just take an early retirement a couple of years or a few months ahead of when I was planning. There have been a lot of folks who have found employment already, which is very, very good. The data from Workforce Buffalo, our training entity, has shown a lot of folks have come through for training services. And then there are some folks in that third bucket who are, you know, taking their time to reevaluate maybe where they're going with their career, what they want to do, and having that severance package that was provided and negotiated by the steelworkers and others on behalf of the company. So those are sort of the three buckets of folks that have lost their jobs so far, and hopefully we'll get more updated numbers and data from today's meeting.
Is there anything in particular that's been successful in helping place those employees in different jobs that either the community has done or this board has met to discuss that helped get them under a new employment opportunity?
So the job fairs that we've had, I believe there were the three that were sponsored by State DOL and one by the Buffalo Niagara Manufacturing Alliance, have been tremendously successful. Tons of companies turned out. Lots of people got jobs and job offers there. We know that our employers in the area have really stepped up. I've talked to a bunch of different companies who said, yeah, we got interest, you know, depending what field they're in, trucking, light manufacturing, distribution, some of the trades. We have our folks from labor here that have said they've seen some interest. So I do want to say that our employers and our labor entities have really stepped up helping to find folks jobs. Again, I don't think everyone is back to work. Some folks are taking that time to reevaluate. But we have not heard thus far, I have not heard any what I will call horror stories of someone saying, oh my goodness. Because as the county executive has said before, you know, we know there's lots of jobs in this area. Our main concern was really finding ones that were commensurate with the wages and benefits and job satisfaction that these folks had at Sumitomo.
With the primary focus on this board, does that switch to dealing with the empty factory? Or is it still, like, does that change what the primary goal of this board is going to be?
There were the three goals, right, as defined in the executive order: the workforce, the facility, and anything that might pop up from these discussions. Not to get ahead of today's meeting or any other task force members, I would say the site reevaluation and redevelopment is probably moving up the priority scale. That's how I would answer that question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.